going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah, sir, he's back in the building.
He's back!
What's going on, y'all, man? Listen, I'm excited to be back here on another Wednesday.
What?
We about to cook these big backs on a Wednesday.
What?
We about to spit these facts on a Wednesday.
What?
We gonna trigger some folks on a Wednesday.
What?
But they can't say that we ain't telling the truth on a Wednesday.
What?
So if it is your first time watching, we ask that you hit the like button. And you probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button for a corny ninja with a olive green shirt on with some sunglasses indoors? It's a nice day outside, and this corny ninja's doing the podcast. I'm going to tell you why you need to hit the like button for this ninja, because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. Them other fitness podcasts going to put you to sleep. This podcast is not going to put you to sleep. This fitness podcast has the most haters. This fitness podcast is the most entertaining. This fitness podcast gets the most backlash.
Your back has a back.
The most Diddy allegations. The most DL allegations. The most grifting allegations. And the list continues. I could sit here for an hour and give you the list of allegations that this podcast gets. If you are a returner, I need you to hit the like button. If you are Playback Gang, I need you to hit the like button. And before we get in these comments, listen, we got to address the haters. Y'all got to stop coming in my comments talking about I'm simping.
Nope.
Just because I'm holding a grown man accountable on some BS because he don't want to work out.
Nope.
Because he's encouraging women to keep their back big.
Nope.
Does not mean I'm a simp.
Nope.
Just because I'm telling women to get their big back ass in the gym.
Nope.
Does not make me DL or Diddy. I don't even know how that makes sense.
Nope.
And understand, I've helped more women lose more weight than y'all. I've helped more black women lose more weight than y'all. I've helped more retired professional athletes and current professional athletes get in their fitness goals than y'all. So you're not talking to a rookie.
You are watching a master at work.
You listening to a master at work. I got skin in the game. This ain't my first go round.
You are watching a master at work.
So listen, watch who you're talking to and be careful. And show me your resume.
You are watching a master at work.
And you're probably not fitter than me because I ain't see you going no high rocks.
You are watching a master at work.
Because we practice what we preach over here.
You are watching a master at work.
I had the resume and got in tip-top shape before I started the podcast.
You are watching a master at work.
And we'll leave it at that. Let's get in these comments before I really get started today. Trolls, come on through because you're getting cooked today. Come through because you're getting cooked today anyway. Checking in. And by the way, that AI obese black woman looks like she's stinking up the whole gym. You're getting me canceled early. Andy and Dolly, what up? Stephanie, live on a Wednesday. Hey, what up? No IG Steph. Shy, what up? Machete, what up? Set those big backs straight. If you're built like Warhammer 40K or Lanesis, search it up. Yeah, because I don't know what that is. I don't recommend this podcast. If you built like, I wouldn't recommend that podcast either. I don't know what you're talking about. But we thank you for the support live on a Wednesday. Hey, how often do you train athletes? I don't have any athlete clients now, but I train, plenty. but listen, man, hey, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. We got this guy here saying that women should not be 5'5" and 200 pounds. Now, y'all know y'all ain't supposed to be no 5'3", 200 pounds, 5'5", 200 pounds, 5'7", 200 pounds. And I'm going to go out there and say 5'8", 5'9", 5'10" is too much. It should not be 200 pounds. And I'm not trying to hear she's tall. Unless you are super fit and it is proportionate, you should not be no 200 pounds. Or if you compete at a sport at a high, compete for a sport at a high level, them the only two exceptions I'm taking. Let's check it out. Ladies, don't get mad. Just listen to it. And let's understand that this is facts. Where's my video? I can't find it. Why is video not popping up? There it is.
Yo, so I want one of y'all girls to answer this question. How are y'all girls getting to 200 plus pounds? Y'all only 5'5", 5'6".
I'll tell you how they get to 200 pounds before I continue the video.
What?
Too much brunching.
What?
And too many simp ninjas. Let's keep the video going.
What? Bro, there's no female on earth supposed to be over 200 pounds.
I agree.
How are y'all getting to this weight? Some of y'all don't even have kids. Like, you're not supposed to be on earth 200 pounds. If you're 200 pounds, you're a female, you're supposed to be in the water with the manatees.
And don't blame it on hormones. Don't blame it on babies. Because you were not 200 pounds your whole life. There were a sequence of events that happened. Don't blame menopause and PCOS because there's too many women doing it. That's not 200 pounds.
Because you look like a walrus. You need to be in the water floating around with the walruses and the whales. Because that's what you look like. It's no way.
See, that's crazy. They call me mean. I don't talk like that.
You're 200 pounds. As a female, like, with no kids. I need to stop.
Yeah, some of y'all got no kids. And even if you do have kids, I think it's too
much. Stop eating cookies, cakes, and donuts. You need to hit the gym, drink water. And some of y'all got the nerve to wear crop tops. Your stomach all spilling out, looking like a muffin.
Man, big muffin top.
It's not a good look. Y'all want people to pick
you. And you probably eat muffins for breakfast.
Now, we have to go to work tomorrow. We're not going to hurt our backs trying to play around because you all big. Absolutely not. Stop eating cookies, cakes, and donuts. Hit the gym. Get sexy. Get down to under 150.
Shout out to this brother here, man.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
He's keeping it absolutely 100. They saying I need to get him on the podcast, and I'm cool with that.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
But back to the topic. Ladies, and it is all love. And it's not coming from someone who has never helped women and black women, especially.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I need y'all to take an honest look in the mirror at yourselves. What have your habits looked like over the past 6 months? Now, if you really have been on your grind, you've really been on top of your game. You've really been eating clean. You've really been in the gym. You've really been drinking your water. And you're still not making a change, and you've been strength training, then we can address an issue.
Nope.
But 9 times out of 10, that ain't the case.
Nope.
Ladies, I was about to press a button. I actually don't want to do that to the ladies. I'm going to be nice. I don't want to do that. And I don't care if you're African-American.
Look at my African-American over here.
Ladies, I need you to understand how many times you've been to the drive-thru.
It's Burger King.
How many times you've been to the other drive-thru?
It's Wendy's.
How many times you've been to the barbecue?
It's barbecue in there.
And how many times have you had oily-ass food?
Put it in the oil!
How many times have you been to the hookah bar, and how much alcohol have you been drinking? I guarantee most of y'all probably ain't even go 21 days without any of the shit I just mentioned. So no, you're not on top of your grind, and no, you don't have to have that shit. That's why you're 200 pounds. It don't have nothing to do with you being a black woman.
You know, black people.
No, no.
It don't have nothing to do with, well, I need to just pray. Prayer is nothing without action. You could go to as much church as you want to. That back ain't getting no smaller.
Big back activity.
Off of just church alone. All right? How you at church but not eating the foods that God put on this earth? You eating foods that the devil created. You eating foods that the white man created. It's like, now, let me stop. But seriously, though, we got to have honest conversations. And that's how you're going to change. And I'm a man. You don't want to listen to me. Why don't you talk to a black woman that did it? They going to agree with the same ish that I'm saying. So y'all get out here with that bullshit. And I'm killing y'all. It's only the first video. Holly was good. Tasha was good. 5'5 and 200 pounds. You must look like a meatball. I agree. Unless a woman is 6'4", 200, it's not normal for a woman to be 200 pounds and be of average height. And don't blame it on thyroids and big bones.
Nope.
You know they're going to get you, Shy.
How dare you?
You know they're going to get you. You're not a woman. You ain't been in a woman's body. Y'all ninjas just want to be women.
How dare you?
Y'all ninjas are DL.
No diddy, you know.
Y'all ninjas like men for telling us to lose weight.
No diddy, you know.
Okay. They're 200 pounds and waddling around on some duck time. The kids be 10 years old talking about some baby weight. Get in the field and lift some weights. Bars.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Only a real man can handle this. Nah, don't put that. Don't try to make me seem less of a man because I don't want to land well. Because I don't want a walrus.
Nope.
The kids be talking about how they have sweet blood at age 10. How they have sweet, what is sweet blood? Live gang, Abdullah Jewel, what's going on? These skinny bitches ain't shit anyway. Man, listen, bruh. Oh, my bad.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Then y'all try to shame the women that ain't big to make you feel better about your big ass self.
Big back activity.
About your back having a back.
Your back has a back.
About you going to Popeyes. And blaming it on being a black woman.
Look at my African American over here.
Those are the women who are single moms in their 40s and 50s. Kenneth Dockery currently on a Stairmaster. Be well. Kenneth Dockery, what's going on, brother? Welcome to the show. And guess what?
Welcome to the show.
Oh, sweet blood as a diabetes. I got you. All right. And guess what? I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
All right, what we got next, man? Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. What we got next? Oh, if you can't lift your girl, you need to do something about it. Let's check it out. One second while I pull it up.
Here goes another example of why you need to be working out. So look at this. In this video, we have a young lady that's taking her graduation pictures on her graduation day, and we have her girlfriend, which is a stud, right? So it's time for the girl to get lifted up on some letters for her picture, and she asks her girlfriend to pick her up. Her girlfriend is not physically able to pick her up. She's not in shape enough to do the job.
Ladies, you listen, we don't discriminate anybody's sexual orientation here. Everybody gets this work.
No diddy, you know.
But if you happen to be a gay woman and you like dykes, if you happen to be a dyke / gay woman, understand your girl probably still want to be picked up.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Don't let a ninja come and don't let a strong gym ninja come and take your girl because he can pick her up and you can't. No, ask how I know.
Job. So the mom says, here goes a young man right here. I feel like he can pick you up. Hey, can you pick my daughter up for this picture, please? He says, no problem, honey. He keeps his backpack on because he's physically able. Some of you might say, oh, well, he's a man. He's stronger. However, if she was in the gym lifting weights how she should be, she could have done the job as well, too. There are definitely some women out there that could have picked that girl up for her picture. But anyway, he proceeds to lift her up for her picture and walked away with all the confidence like he didn't even have to say nothing. And as you can see, the girlfriend is like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I missed that. Mm-hmm. I like being picked up like that. You did that. You know what I'm saying? So here goes the stud that couldn't pick up her girlfriend. And I know that probably hurt her pride a little bit. But I feel like at the end of the day, the message to the stud is to get your behind in the gym. Lift them weights so nobody can ever pick your girl up anymore. Get in the gym. Get in the gym. Get in the gym. Work out.
And I brought this up because I actually posted a video on Instagram today that's going crazy. And a dude was dropping a girl. I saw another video of dude dropping a girl. So even though this was a stud in the video, I still got to talk to the men. So shout out to the brother there in that video who was able to pick her up, come save the day. But listen, you do not want to be the guy and get in a situation where you can't pick that girl up.
Nope.
You're going to be the first one in the group chat.
Nope.
That they talking shit about.
Nope.
Weak ass ninja.
Nope.
Little ass ninja.
Nope.
Then they going to say you a little D ass ninja.
Nope.
Then they going to say you can't get past the cheeks ass ninja.
Nope.
They going to start cutting your ass up. And then every time you try to make an excuse for it, they're going to be like,
shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
They're going to be like,
shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
I got one more. They're going to be like,
shut up, bitch.
You know, and the thing about it is that girl in the video, in this video specifically, and the video I was referring to that I posted on Instagram, these are not heavy girls. We're talking about 130-pound girls that dudes are dropping 135 at the most, maybe 125. If you can't pick that up, that's a problem, fellas. And I'm not being on no explicit sexual type of shit. But seriously, that's a lack of function. You have a discipline issue, right? You're lacking strength. You're lacking consistency. And your mindset is probably fucked up too. Yes, you might be effective at work. You might be effective in school. You might be effective in your family. You might be effective with your kids, right? Doesn't mean you can't excel in other areas of life. But this right here, you're lacking in. And this right here is the best investment for your longevity. And probably better than anything that I just mentioned as far as improving those areas. Nothing else is going to improve those areas like investing in your health. Working out, investing the time, the energy, the attention, and the money to your fitness. So, fellas and dykes, get your shit together and let's get in these comments. And hit the like button. Killing y'all today, man. Where we at in these comments? Where we at? What's up, Jennifer? Every woman named Monique and Monisha that I've met has been obese with a loud mouth attitude problem. I bet the stud had no choice to start carpet munching because guys weren't worried about her. That's crazy. We're going to keep it fitness today. 135 for my 5'6 is still a little too high for my liking. No judgment, just my opinion. And I'm working on it. And listen, and that's perfectly fine, Jenny, if you think the 135 is too much at 5'6. You know, it's women with 5'6 who think 150, 160 is their range. Right, 170 might be their range, whatever it is, as long as it's fit and you active, eating mostly healthy foods, you have an active lifestyle, that's all that matters. Right, you ain't never gonna hear me putting a certain weight limit or number on people, but I will tell you that 200 is too much for a woman at any height. She want a big dog, huh?
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
She want a big dog. So listen, studs. If you ain't a big dog,
she don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
In the back of your mind, you need to understand that she still want a big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
So you get your ass in the gym too. You want to walk around with the ninja clothes on?
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Go lift some ninja weights as well. Even if the stud gets in the gym, she ain't going to be him. She's going to need chemical help to do that. Y'all are wild, bro. Yeah. 5'6 and 150 pounds, I'm assuming it's going to be a muscular or thicker woman. Yeah, of course. And it ain't nothing wrong with that. And guess what? My bad. It ain't nothing wrong with telling the truth. And you know I gotta go. And you know I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Yeah. What you got next? Oh, we got this lady here. Oh, my God. Ladies. Ladies. All right. We've gotten to a point in 2025 where women are using, like, any excuse to have jacked up bodies. Now, let me preface everything I'm about to say. Do babies change your body? Yes. Do hormones, menopause change your body? Yes. That does not mean your back become roly-poly-oly.
Big back activity.
Your belly become roly-poly-oly.
Big back activity.
You got oil in the crevices of the rolls on your belly and your back.
Put it in the oil.
Okay. We understand. Like, if you had a C-section or something, there might be some excess fat there. You had a big heavy ass baby, it might be some excess fat there. But this is not a result of that. This is a result of poor lifestyle. I do not care. I don't care. Let's check it out. And make sure y'all hit the like button. Coach Pope Fitness, what up, big dog? Let's check it out, man. Ladies, y'all got to chill with this.
Not really sure why I need to be on social media in this state.
Ladies. To sum this up, she's selling... I don't know if she's selling a sports bra. She's selling something on the TikTok shop. This is ridiculous.
To make a sale. But we're going to do it anyway. Because I really need y'all to hear and to see how awesome this body shaper is.
Oh, it's a body shaper.
Belly deli?
Ladies, body shaping is not the solution.
I bought this from the TikTok shop. And I got the link down below. So if you want one, purchase it. This is me at my...
Oh, my God.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
If it's your first time watching, this is not body shaming. Ladies, I'm just being honest. This all love. This is a result of a poor lifestyle. And the fact that she thinks and the world thinks and America thinks that the solution is a body shaper. And not a lifestyle change is a fucking issue. It is a big fucking issue. People begin so mad at me. All I'm trying to do is help prevent these roles.
My natural state, four babies. Four. Yes, I have four.
That's not four babies. That's not just because of four babies.
I only show for two, but I have four. I have two angels and two regular babies. And this is the body that I got left. Yes, I do work out sometimes, but not all.
There we go. Work out sometime. I'm going to need you to change that. No, it don't have to be super intense. It don't have to be an Olympic runner's workout. But if you want to get rid of that, if you want to keep it, that's cool. But if you want to get rid of that, which I'm sure she does, because if you on social media looking for validation with all them roles, Roby Bryant. If you on social media with all them roles, then you probably want to get rid of it if you want there looking for validation.
All the time, because I'm a full-time mom and a full-time wife. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and get started.
Roll Stone Steve Austin.
So, y'all can see the difference that it made. It fits so good.
Nikola Rokic.
Makes my clothes nice and smooth. And it's easy to put on. I go ahead and do this part, strap this part up.
So this is ridiculous.
For me to put on. I probably could have went a size down from what my best friend was telling me. It has
got more rolls than polioli.
Wraps at the top so you can hook them and connect them and strap those.
Got more rolls than Pillsbury biscuits.
See? They got straps up here.
Roll call. Roll bounce.
So you take them down that way, pull it up over my fat roll.
Pull it up over my fat roll. It's crazy.
Zip it. Yes.
And she got some arms too.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
Ladies, y'all gotta cut that shit out. And I'm sorry, you got to be a man to tell y'all, but women be lying to y'all. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. And guess what else?
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
We don't care.
We do not care.
Listen, let's go through our comments. Then we're going to go through the comments on that specific video. Let's see what we got. And make sure y'all hit the like button. Mark Carter, what up? I got asthma. It's just enough air in a room for her. It's enough air in a room for and her. Big back ain't killing me. Oh, right.
Big back activity.
I'm fat because of past trauma. Chicks these days. Exactly. I'm late to the, what up, Mark? I said that. Belly deli? Give us a jump scare warning next time. Frost night. I apologize.
Belly deli?
It looks uncomfortable. Pillsbury dough belly.
Belly deli?
How many tires is on her waist? Michelin man built ass.
Belly deli?
Got some work to do. This is like selling band-aids to treat stab wounds. You're not really addressing the root cause. Never seen a waist like that on her side. Shorty built like a caterpillar. Her kids grown, exactly. 4 fast food meals a week. Man.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Always mental gymnastics, but never physical gymnastics. Facts. She'd have more luck selling her ass than a body shaper. Brother.
Strike 3, you're out.
That's crazy. You're out of here. Why only two of her 4 kids angels? She probably hate they baby daddy. Maybe. I'm not sure. How does your belly roll like that?
Belly deli?
That's the roll. And all the shoulder fat hanging over.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have big mama arms early.
Rolls Royce. I said roly poly oly like 3 times. Come on, y'all.
Strike 3, you're out.
Y'all gotta keep up. Y'all gotta come up with a new one. Come on, y'all. You and Brown Baldy, Indian Dolly. Checking in live from the gym in between sets. LeBron Rivera, what's going on? She still looks big, but dusty black dudes smoking black and miles are thinking with their little heads. Roll Tide.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Roll with the punches. No, I said roly poly in the beginning. Don't do that. I said that ish in the beginning when the video first started. Anyway, I'm killing. Oh, we're going to get in these comments. That's right. Let me check these comments real quick. Got to find that joint. Where is it at? Do I have it here? No. I thought I had it. Is this it? No, that's not it. There it is. I got it. All right. Let's check these comments. And this is the problem with y'all ladies. Y'all be lying to people, man. Here we go. All right. How did you obtain this build? Full-time wife, which means she has a man that loves her. No matter what, can y'all say the name? Oh, brother. Listen, just because you got a man that loves you does not mean you don't need to get rid of them roles.
Belly deli?
People are so focused on making fun of her body that they didn't even notice that she said 2 of her babies are angels now. Yeah, I guess she lost 2 babies. I mean, we're not laughing at that, of course. Now, this is a review. And I respect it because life be so fake, but finally a real body with real reflection. So I'm confused. A real body is not supposed to, like, is a fit body not a real body? Is a woman who manages her weight and manages her fat gain not a real body? I'm not understanding this logic. Somebody said, "What the hell?" What the hell? So many mean girls in these comments. She literally said she had 4 kids. I didn't know 4 kids means all that.
Belly deli?
I didn't know that's what 4 kids meant. Not sure. Pretty sure women back in the day was having 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 kids and didn't have all them roles.
Belly deli?
Am I right or wrong? Now that's how you sell a product. I'm not sold.
Belly deli?
This is what you call an honest review. Yeah, we're cooked, ladies. 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 It's cooked out here for y'all, ladies. You can't feed into that bullshit.
Bullshit?
You can't. You can't. There's no reason to ever let yourself get like that.
Bullshit?
No reason at all. Ladies, tighten it up. You got help out here. You got See Marty Fit. If you don't want to train with me, you train with somebody else. You got virtual trainers now. You got in-person trainers. You got YouTube, ChatGPT, TikTok, Instagram. Come on, ladies, get it together. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. I doubt she has a man, honestly. I mean, I don't doubt it. I see women like that married all the time, every day. I don't doubt it at all. And Ninja, why ain't telling me start at 8:30 anyway? I'm in this bit. Shit, bro, the way shit going right now, bro, I don't even have a start time. Almost on Wednesdays, at least. She means because normally BBL girls, fake bodies be wearing them shapers, probably. Women, as soon as they get a dude, they say fuck it and let themselves go, but have a man, let the bag go and see how quickly they leave his ass. My grandma had 9 kids in her old black and white photo. She looked nothing like that. She had a waist, not 3.
Nope.
Lizzie, I didn't get a notification. Sorry, Lizzie. Didn't get a notification. Sorry. Hey, look, I don't know, man. Y'all got to talk to YouTube. I don't know what's going on, but y'all should get a notification. But anyway, man, hit the like button. Let's keep it going. We got Brad simping for fat women. White Brad simping for fat women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Let's check out White Brad simping for big women.
Who act like big women are unnatural and disgusting are low-key some of the most ridiculous fucking people ever. Because, like, from a survival-based perspective, that is the correct choice to make.
So you're going to tell women to stay fat from a survival-based viewpoint. Let's continue.
Some real shit. Big women are the reason humanity exists today. You remember?
How the fuck are big women the reason humanity exists today? How?
Remember the Ice Age? Do you think they had 110-pound Victoria's Secret models walking around then? No, they fuck.
They didn't have 300-pound Victoria's Secret models back then. What the fuck do y'all be talking about, bruh? What are y'all? This new fat shit, 300-pound shit, is new within the past 20 years. This shit is new. I know y'all. Some of y'all think I'm unk and old head. I know some of y'all think I'm unk.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
It wasn't this many fat people 20 years ago when I was 11, 10, 11. It was not this many fat people walking around.
Fucking froze to death. Those little burlap loincloths they were making were not helping them whatsoever. But big women had those extra reserves, bro, that kept them warm during the cold and kept them alive when they couldn't find food for a long amount of time. That's like fucking duh. That's obvious, bro. Big women had the highest chance of success with childbirth because their bodies had enough nutrients for
all the science out here saying that obesity increases your risk for not having a successful childbirth. Not trying to be, you know, insensitive here. But ladies, stop listening to him. And y'all listen to him, y'all wouldn't even date his little ass. You don't even date white men. I know some of y'all do. But y'all don't even like him. And y'all going to eat this video up.
Both them and the baby. Especially in early humanity. That is very fucking important, bro. Like 80% of kids died when they were born. But that's all like survival logic based shit. We also liked them for aesthetic reasons. The first sculpture ever made. The first statuette ever made, bro. The Venus figurine. Like, you get that? We invented sculpting for them. We liked big women so much, we invented a form of art to portray that. And, you know, this isn't me, like, hating on skinny women or
anything. Wow, propaganda.
I don't really care what your body type is. I'm only hating on the men who act like hating on big women is natural, or that's what you're supposed to do. It's not. You're fucking high on amphetamines, actively. Big women are not unnatural. Your taste in women is. And that's okay. We live in an unnatural world. Everything behind me is technically unnatural. But you have to admit that that's an unnatural taste. It's not how you're supposed to view women. That It's just a cultural phenomenon brought on by living in an unnatural world. It's okay to have your taste be not big women, but why hate on them? That's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I mean, listen, man. If you gonna listen to that, you just if you gonna listen to that, you just want to be fat. But all the science out there, all the facts, and this is gonna be your reasoning for keeping that back big as hell.
Big back activity.
This is gonna be your reasoning for still going to Popeyes.
Lord, have to get from Popeyes.
That's your reason right there. That's you going. This is your reason for listening to them thirsty ninjas in your DM telling you to stay fat. God, ladies, y'all got to be smarter than this. And what kills me is, you know, not fitness related, but the past 2 weeks, it was all this shit about black men ain't going to college. Black men ain't this. So if y'all so intelligent, why y'all listening to bullshit like this? Because this is not intelligence. This is straight up ignorance. Y'all gonna find any excuse to be a lazy, fat fuck. Excuse my language. But it's the truth. Fellas, stop simping. That's not how you about to get some buns. You probably better off getting the buns if you told her she was fat. I'll just be honest. Real talk. And ladies, another thing, a lot of these people y'all be listening to spitting out messages like this, y'all wouldn't date them. And or they be gay. So they don't even date your big ass. And they be gay with a boyfriend who's not as big as your ass. And they be gay with a boyfriend talking to your big black ass, and they boyfriend ain't black. and I we talked about this a minute ago back on the show. I need to go back to that topic because it's getting crazy out here, man. You get mad at me if you want to. This is all facts. This is all facts. Real spill. Real spill. Where we at in the comments, man? Make sure y'all hit the like button. White chubby chaser lusting over beluga whales. Jennifer said,
"What?
What is Connor talking about? That's not a Brad. That's a Thomas." Real simp. What up, Daniel Shannon? Big spider in the building. If you're watching this podcast and you play for the Miami Heat, you a bum and you lost me money. Don't watch the podcast.
Nope.
Them bums. Oh my God, Miami Heat suck. He like 19. He don't know shit.
What?
They didn't have morbidly your beast land whales during caveman times either. Yeah, he's and even back then, you know, people didn't gorge themselves. You know, at times our ancestors, quote unquote, the Homo sapiens, they went days without eating food. They had to hunt their food.
Nope.
They seen a buffalo walking by. They talking about some.
It's Wendy's.
They see some deer gazelles walking by. They talking about.
It's Burger King.
They even ate some saber-tooth tigers.
It's Burger King.
But there wasn't an abundance of food back then to even be fat. So I'm not sure what the fuck he's talking about. In 8 years, he won't marry one of them. Of course, his white mama ain't having that. Bird-chested broccoli hair surely has the advice women need to get the partner they want. Yeah, man.
We do not care.
Insane. His mom must be a blue-haired big back. I bet you his mom ain't big back. I bet you his mom like a retired Victoria's Secret model type body having. Human beings back in prehistoric times were probably more fit than the average person is now.
Let him cook.
What he gonna do with a big woman? Nothing.
Nope.
That's not slim thick.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
Hanging to your knees is not cute. But you know, the food of today is highly processed, nutrient deficient. So fat today ain't the fat of the past. They used to still have to exercise in the course of preparing things to help the family. This is why this is the best fitness podcast.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
He ain't dating no big woman. He low-key wants a big back to hug him, squeeze him, and hold him tight, ass ninja.
I'm Mr. Marco.
Fat women, the only one interested in his stupid stick figure ass. He got turned down by all the fit women, so he's salty. Possible. He looked like the skinny dude who slept with the big chick from that movie Road Trip. I don't expect Seymour to get this reference before the rest of y'all. Yeah, man. And they be gay with a boyfriend, and both of them are fit gym rats who wouldn't date your ass. We gotta have a serious talk about this shit. Because remember, we talked about the gay dude dating coach telling black women to stay big as hell a couple weeks ago, and he wasn't fat. There's barbecue in there for sure.
There's barbecue in there.
I saw that movie, Big Black Chick had a cute face, but she died in real life. Damn. But he trying to get all the BBWs for himself, leave some for Marty, Daniel Shannon, and Michael Hawkins, and you're out of here on that note. That's not what we doing tonight, bro. Anyway, I'm killing y'all today. Hit the like button. We have a problem out here. What's up with all these Big Back food reviews? And this.
No diddy, you know?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Promise. But all these Big Back food reviews are getting out of hand. And they're getting disgusting. And people just doing it for attention. And the idiots out here are going to feed into this lifestyle in real life. And this is why this is contributing to the obesity rate skyrocketing. Let's check it out.
I tried when I mixed Domino's with Chinese food for an appetizer. I started off with crab rangoons dunked in Domino's 5 cheese dip.
Child, let me see. Now, I love this.
No diddy, you know?
And I definitely love this. This is fire. The Domino's cheese.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive pause.
Who
man.
Pressed that button?
It's savory. And you already know wontons are sweet. So, ooh.
No nutrients. No protein. No macronutrients, no micronutrients. And this is what people out here promote.
If you love cheese on top of cheese, this one is for you.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It kills me how people watch stuff like this, eat stuff like this, and they want to blame hormones and all this other bullshit.
Everything I tried when I mixed Domino's with Chinese food for an appetizer, I started off with crab rangoons dunked in Domino's 5 cheese dip.
Child, let me see. Now.
And then when they got 4 stomach rolls, they want to blame it on kids. People doing shit like this for years and want to blame it on kids and don't want to blame it on their lack of activity and eating snacks like big back ass snacks like this.
Big back activity.
Now, I love this and I definitely love this.
Do you think that's increasing testosterone?
No diddy, you know?
Well, that's why we got this.
First of all, Paul.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive.
Ladies, you wondering why I said plethora of men out here with high ass testosterone, high ass estrogen.
No diddy, you know.
And low ass testosterone. Here's your answer right here.
This is fire. The Domino's cheese is savory, and you already know wontons are sweet. So, ooh. If you love cheese on top of cheese, this one is for you.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We're cooked. We're cooked. We're really cooked, man. Stomach about to go through it. Yeah, that's disgusting. Always a rainbow ninja, excited about putting the wrong things in his mouth. Pause. You're wild.
No diddy, you know. First of all,
that's crazy.
Pause.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive.
Why it's always a labiquita doing all this big back ass shit.
No diddy, you know.
That look like the table scraps you feed the dog as a treat.
Nope.
Insane. He's part of the Zesty Coalition. Zest Feast. He went to the gym to do Zest Press. We all had the same idea. Emperor's Children, aka Diddy Legion.
No Diddy, you know.
Hey man, listen, bro. It's getting crazy out here. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
The baby oil gang is crazy. Bel Air Uncle Phil doing food reviews now. You mean what's the butler's name? Jeffrey. Was it Jeffrey? The butler's name? Anyway, yeah, as looking ass ninja. Anyway, man, we got ladies. We got to talk to ladies here. Yeah, Jeffrey, that's what I thought. See, Seth, I remember that ninja. Seth, I remember that ninja.
Ninjas.
All right, ladies. I'm sorry, I'm on the ladies' head tonight, but somebody got to talk about this shit. Y'all come up with any fucking excuse to stay fat, and y'all come up with any fucking excuse to blame men for you being fat as hell.
Big back activity.
And then you act like something wrong with the men for wanting a fit woman.
Big back activity.
Or a smaller woman. So now they calling men pedophiles for wanting a smaller woman.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
They calling men pedophiles for wanting a smaller woman. Can y'all see that? Yes, sir. Let's zoom in a little bit. All right. Here we go. All right. There's a guy on TikTok explaining that men hate and first of all, let me read it first. There's a guy on TikTok explaining that men just hating plus size women's existence and nothing to do with attraction proves they have no survival instincts. I think she's referring to that white boy we just watched. I probably should have put them videos back to back. These are the same men thinking they'd win in the 100 men versus one gorilla. The thinner women just discovered via the comment section that the beauty standard in regards to weight is not only rooted in pedophilia,
what?
But intended to make them easier to physically abuse.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
God forbid a man wants a woman who can pass some great habits down to kids, a woman who looks attractive, because I don't know, I ain't attracted to certain big back activity.
Big back activity.
Or certain big backs.
Big back activity.
So I want to be attracted to my woman. God forbid. Maybe I want my woman to be healthy for her longevity. Maybe men men understand that the science of being fit and being healthier, right, or being health conscious leads to some positive things in the future. Now y'all calling us pedophiles.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Ladies, y'all gotta stop this shit here. I mean, this shit is getting corny. Now let's look in these comments. Actually, no, let's keep going. There's more pages. It's the reason some men have weight requirements for their girlfriends. They need to guesstimate what weight class they could beat, as in beat up your woman.
What?
It's the reason some men say women that weight train are trying to be men or are too masculine. Nah, brother's scared he can't beat her ass. Okay. We're talking about two different sectors of men. You're not about to place the bitch ass men who scared of women lifting weights with the men who want their women to lift weights for health reasons and not to have excess fat. This shows you're uneducated, you're misinformed, and let's zoom in on this profile picture. That's definitely a big back woman. So, and this is what I'm saying, but this is what I'm talking about, black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Ladies, you really have to pay attention to who is giving out the info. The black community will give out the worst info on some shit like this, and it's coming from a big back woman like this. That face fat as hell, so I know she's a big woman who doesn't understand the benefits of working out.
Nope.
Not even just the physical benefits. Women got menopause and periods and postpartum depression and all this other shit that working out helps. And you telling women not to work out. And this is the result of it. Coming up with crazy shit like this. And don't come in these comment sections talking stupid, because I'm going to fry your dumb ass up too. Because this shit getting ridiculous. We not done yet. Men legit... And it's men saying dumb shit too. And we probably understand that he's
no Diddy, you know.
Stop listening to gay men. That you don't even date gay men. You want a straight man. You banging straight men. So stop it. Men legit full on drug your wives' campaigns in the 50s to address the hysterical wife side effects of weight loss, was then used as a driver and went from full figure women to the shift into thin late 50s and 60s and 70s. Not sure what the fuck he's talking about, but I'm pretty sure that's not what happened. If I had to take a wild guess. Same big back woman. Why y'all letting these online fitness coaches bully and degrade you as a way to build confidence and discipline in working towards a healthier body by exploiting your insecurities, telling you to starve your body? I don't know one legit fitness coach that's telling you to starve your body.
Nope.
I know legit fitness coaches that's telling you to get some discipline and get your shit together and stop eating like you have no self-control.
Big back activity.
Y'all are being trained by coaches with eating disorders. Pretty false. Anyone who understands to lose body fat, you have to eat multiple times a day. Most people who make a transformation with sustainable results for the rest of their lives are eating at least minimum three times a day. Some four, some five. If you're doing bodybuilding, a lot of times you're eating seven times a day. I don't recommend that. I'm not a bodybuilder. I'm not eating that many times a day. Misinformed big back.
Big back activity.
I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Mind you, they be online all day and night trying to sell you a course. Where are your clients, Miss Mamas? Maybe we have results from clients. We want to expand our business. Just like the cheeseburger restaurant wants to expand their business.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
You mad at fitness coaches for expanding business, but you supporting all these big back ass businesses that's keeping you bloated as fuck. You mad at fitness coaches for expanding business, but you supporting plus size clothing lines. You supporting Victoria's Secret, quote unquote, expanding business for plus size models. You supporting Southwest for making seatbelt extenders and free seats to expand business. God forbid a fitness coach try to get out here and help more people. Boy, man, listen, man. Okay, we got the picture of her, Wendy Williams. Okay, and they really think they cook. We're going to get in these comments a little bit, and we're going to keep it pushing. Letting Tony Fine bully you for eating a piece of cake on your birthday is nuts. Pretty sure that's not what happened. You've probably been eating cake all year, and Tony Fine told you, don't use your birthday as an excuse to eat more cake. You in the middle of trying to get your shit together and you want to celebrate a birthday when you had a birthday for January, February, March, April, and May, and it ain't even May yet. This told me to go to the gym and lift weights. I want to be a thick muscle mommy. I'm not sure what that was supposed to mean. That's incomplete sentence. I had to check one of my guy friends about this. He was saying a woman is only feminine if she's short, skinny, giddy, has a soft, high-pitched voice, acts girly. I told him, sir, you just described a child. No, that's just what he prefers. Everybody don't want a big back-ass, deep voice woman.
Big back activity.
This shit is getting crazy. Let me go back to the beginning. So for content purposes, so people can see what I'm talking about. When you're a six-foot woman who's thin, whose thin weight is 200 pounds, men really do stop and think before trying you. Men's obsession with thinness and weight is absolutely rooted in control and abuse. I'm 6 feet, 200. So that's probably not thin. I'm not a thin guy. I'm not a bulky guy, but I'm not a thin guy. I visibly have muscle, and I could bench 315 and squat more than 315. So I don't know what the fuck people be talking about. I had to step away completely from my health and fitness because it was killing my self-esteem. I have PCOS, so weight loss is very difficult. Okay. So this is my issue here. It's okay if weight loss is difficult. It's difficult for a lot of people, men and women. It's difficult for a lot of women specifically. So you step away from it. you already have an issue with yourself, the way you look, the way you feel. So you just stop completely. Okay. Got it. I realized that I needed to learn to love Big Me first. See, that's that bullshit right there. That's that bullshit. Listen, if you love yourself, you love yourself at any fucking size. You don't decide, well, let me learn how to love myself bigger, continue to get bigger, then I'm gonna go work out. This is why y'all fat as fuck. I realize I need to learn love Big Me first. It's taking some time, but I'm getting there. I'm learning to really love her as she is. When I expressed my concern about my weight to my gyno, she was just like, maybe this is where your body is comfortable. I'm not concerned about your weight at all. That was a game changer for me. Okay. Listen, we here to keep it real. Ladies, do what you want. Stop trying to make people feel bad for wanting to get better. Stop making people feel bad for trying to help people get better. And listen, if you're comfortable there, be fucking comfortable there. Do your thing. Live your life. Stop trying to make people feel bad because they want to work out and be healthier and feel better and give a fuck about themselves. This shit is getting crazy, man. And it's the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Next time you blame PCOS and babies and shit, look at these mindsets. Look at the mindsets of these women. Men too. We talk about the men too on this podcast. If it's your first time watching, men got some fucked up mindsets towards fitness too. That's a whole nother topic. We ain't talking about that today. So don't come in the comments with that bullshit. So we all watched that TikTok with the articulate young white man this morning. Okay. Again, women, specifically black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Y'all put so much effort into listening to people that you won't date, that you're not having sex with, that you're not marrying. You put so much effort into that. None of these women in here is banging or married to skinny white guys. I guarantee it. I guarantee they try and hit a personal trainer. They try and get hit by a personal trainer. Come on, man. Go ahead. Keep listening to what the fuck you want to hear. See how where that gets you in life. This era has the most inexperienced experts ever. Not sure what that means. We'll look at a couple more and keep it moving, man. You're not wrong at all. They are sizing us up to be abusive. Lift weights, become ungovernable. What the fuck? Y'all lucky I'm not going too far off of fitness today, because I really can. I picked up my man yesterday and that didn't sit well with him. I wrapped my arms around him and lifted him off the floor. Okay. Could talk for years about this. And it's a whole bunch of big women in here. All right. That's enough of this shit. That's enough of this shit. Hey, listen, ladies, y'all do what the fuck y'all want to do. Y'all do what y'all want to do. But if you're going to be that idiotic, don't complain when motherfuckers don't want to date you for your size. Don't complain when motherfuckers are looking at you funny in the grocery store because you got to ride on a fucking motor cart.
Nope.
To get some more big back food. You ride the motor cart through the vegetable aisle.
Nope.
Through the fruit aisle.
What?
Through the lean protein aisle.
What?
And through the water aisle.
What?
This shit is getting crazy, bro. Crazy. What's up, bro? My bad, bro. You came good, at a crazy bro. Time, bro.
I was looking at the comments like, what the fuck are they talking about, bro?
Bro, crazy, bro.
That's
crazy.
Wow, man.
Crazy, dog.
Yeah, we definitely cooked, man. We cooked. Motherfucking bro. We stir fried, dog. It's already a wrap, man.
It's over, bro. Yeah, it's over. Men need to stop touching these big backs whales, these big back whales, just like women not liking fat men. And it's the men too, bro. Like the men contribute to this. I'm gonna blame the women for their lifestyle choices, but men, I say men play about 20%, 30% in this.
They condone it.
They condone it.
They condone it for some cheeks. Crazy.
Censor that word, bro. YouTube don't like it. Okay, my bad, bro. Well, y'all know what I mean. PDFs. When I say PDFs, PDPHs, my bad. I can't tonight with this stupidity. Exactly. I ain't taking what a black water buffalo using a filtered avatar selfie seriously. Overweight women always try to force me to like them. Yeah.
We can have a combo about that too.
Welcome to the world of a black man. They be trying to get me to, you wouldn't do it. Why you wouldn't do it? You could help her on her fitness journey. You think somebody wants to help them fucking mindsets get on a fitness journey? Y'all have fun with that. Kobe, you do that.
Yeah, well, the damn sure ain't me, man. Because look, I'm telling the truth. I'm plant-based. They be like, damn, I got to give up chicken? If you frying it, you need to fucking grill it, bake it. What? Why? Yeah, because it's healthy. Oh, I ain't got time to do all that. All right, well.
Okay, well, you got time to get out that motherfucking door, too. I hate to get heavy, but I think some of this is spiritual warfare. The devil is constantly seducing women into sin by playing into their vanity and insecurity. Outwitting the devil. Keep your woman busy. Second, let me stop. Let me chill. We're
going on a whole, you going there, bro?
On a whole nother topic right there. It's a whole nother topic.
It is.
Where her mind to even think of that? 100 men can take on a gorilla. 100 women, no, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. These hoes so mad they would rather slander men instead of get in the gym. Mars. Shorty's name is Sacred Horse. See what I mean? Right on point. Jasmine probably 5'5", 200, built like a Oompa Loompa.
No way.
Take advice from Sacred Whore. Yep. Her username is crazy, and she's talking about a beauty standard. Ooh, black women are losing today. We need some obese white women and obese Latina L's to even out the score.
It's a lot of obese white women too, though.
They taking the L's too. They taking L's too. You know, I try not to do that just because you know, our timelines might show more black women than other races. I could be wrong, but
yeah,
definitely a legit argument. Oh shoot, bro, I'm late. Pitter patter putter, what up, bro? I'm looking for the day airlines stop the free seat and make them pay. Can't wait. You missed a lot, brother. I call men who make excuses to changes who degrade women for their preferences losers. But guess what, women that do it are. My bad. I know we can't shame them. No, it's the same shit.
Yeah,
same shit. Not everyone wants a loud mouth Keisha who's 300 speaking in Ebonics.
Come on. Bitch is a bitch.
Ladies, we all children in here, I guess. I guess so. You know, when she laughs, she sounds like Santa Claus. You could do what you want, but you can't expect to have no consequences. Facts. Stop making men feel bad for not wanting your oval shaped ass. If y'all like, we love it. We don't want to hold it. Yeah. I don't know about the love it part, but I see what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Blaming a health condition on your health and fitness is the new black. Where's that button that says shut your bitch ass up?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Careful, Marty. You might hurt feelings and get canceled. Bring it on.
Babe, you know, with the fight, man.
Bring it on. Not to be that guy, but here we go. Black male trainer tells women to get it together. They get mad, but those the same ones will date, smash, marry a white guy with the quickness. Uh-oh.
He going there.
Same simp-ass ninjas will also bend over a big back Becky just because they got a few dollars in their pocket. A bunch of ghetto black dudes who are like, let me get some Newports. Yeah, man. Hey, that right there was sad, bro.
It is, man. And this is the crazy thing about us and our preferences. Like, nobody wants to get shamed for their preferences, but here we are getting shamed for our preferences at this very moment. It's normal for a woman to be at a fit weight. It's going to be lower than a guy. Why in the absolute hell are y'all trying to make this shit flipped around the opposite? That's the devil. That's the devil right here walking, bro. This is exactly how it's playing out in the Bible. Yep. Women are bigger than the men. The men are smaller than the women, and they expect this shit to be normal. And that's the opposite way of reacting. That's what the devil gets y'all. He wants y'all to be looking at bad as good. up actually means down. That's that backwards bullshit. Yeah. That's why motherfuckers are lost. They lost because they believe in something that's not real. It's the opposite of what the truth is. So when you tell them the truth, this is the crash out. They're crashing out. You can see it live right here.
And you can apply it to other areas outside of fitness.
That's a fact.
Now, I don't want to get too specific, but I don't know if you've seen that clip of Michelle Obama podcast.
Oh, was she talking to Tracy Ellis Ross?
No, she was talking to Damon Wayans, or one of the Wayans brothers. I don't know which one was that.
I saw the one she was talking about, Tracy Ellis Ross.
We'll talk about it after. But all the opposite is supposed to be normal now. And it's getting crazy out here, man. That's sad. That's sad. So, and black women, sorry, y'all, love y'all. Y'all tend to groupthink. So if a black woman says this, you're supposed to...
They on the train.
You're supposed to be on the train. And it's kind of hard for black women to break out of that because they get rejected by the sisterhood, right? Some black men to an extent too, but I think it's worse with the black women.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, you've really got to think, like, this is your health, right? You know, creating more and more visceral fat. You struggling to walk up the steps. You struggling to get out the car. You struggling to tie your shoe. You don't even like yourself when you put on some nice clothes. That's right? You notice? Yeah.
That's a big
So you got to be careful with that. Go ahead, bro.
No, you was cooking, bro. Like, it's such a problem, bro, because, like, when women do get in shape and the same black man they want is the one saying, oh, well, you know, you should have kept that weight on. That's that same bullshit, and that's where shit get messed up at. So when they do get in shape, they get shamed for it.
Yep.
Nah, see, we gonna promote you. We gonna uplift you when you're doing the right shit. Doing the right thing is getting into shape, getting into a healthy weight, because you'll have so much more benefit long term. Unfortunately, there's a lot of the sisterhood that'll hold you back. There's a lot of simp ass ninjas that will hold you back for the cookie. And that's where the devil gonna deceive you. And I don't say hate, but it's a lot of stuff in the Bible that talks about this in real time, and it's happening right now. So I'm telling the truth. Y'all get in shape, I'm gonna uplift you. If somebody's giving you the opposite advice, probably is the devil, and you probably should get away from it. Some of y'all sisters gonna have to cut y'all sisterhood off.
Yep,
and it's holding y'all back.
Either cut it off or learn how to manage it to the point where it's not going to throw you off and affect you negatively, right? Yeah. You know, I've seen plenty of, because I've had mostly women clients. I've seen plenty of women fall off because of a dude or because of you know, they sit the sisterhood, the group chat. I know I saw this girl in the grocery store the other day, not the other day. It's probably a couple months ago. And, you know, I asked one of her friends, I was like, what happened? Her friend was still working out with me. I'm like, what happened to shorty? Da, da, da. She's like, oh, she got a man now. What the fuck does that mean? So, you know, fast forward a couple months later, I seen her in the store, big as hell. Dude, skinny as hell.
Nope.
And it's just like, come on. I know he influencing her. I know that.
And ladies, man, I hate that too. Like, don't let a dude pull you away from your goals for real. Cause any dude is gonna let you throw your life like that, you know, it's setting you up for disaster. Mm-hmm. And I tell any girl, man, look, have your health situated for real. Get your shit together. Have something already. To where even if you do find a dude, at least you already have foundation, and y'all can slide it in together. Cause once you start setting yourself up for the worst, meaning you start to now think you get a guy, now you can just stop everything. You setting yourself up for disaster and failure. I'm gonna just tell you straight up. If anything, if you got a man, hell, y'all both work out together. Both of y'all come to the trainers. If you getting trained, look, hey, bring another client. Work together. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't fall off. You got to keep this shit going. Stay disciplined.
And that's the thing people don't realize, man. This is a harsh reality. Right, not trying to act like I'm the wisest man on earth, but life is competitive, right? So every aspect, fitness, you get fit, drop the weight, you got to maintain it. Yep. So you still have to show up. You get a relationship. If you want a successful relationship, you got to be competitive. You still got to do the shit that got the fucking person. If you have a job or a business, you got to be competitive. You got to perform to keep it. You got to perform to grow. Grow within the company. Grow your business. It is fucking competitive. So all this comfortable-ass mindset is only going to lead to disaster. So y'all got to cut that shit out. Cut it out, man. Real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk. The same Landwells are the first to say they want a man who is over 6 feet tall earns six figures. How many videos we seen of big-ass women saying they want a dude in the gym?
Bro, almost every time. It's sad.
Every time, bro. I say it all the time that women think it's being a pick-me to be thin. They're in denial that women like being thin to be healthy, and it's not for a man. And I saw a video. I could have put it on here tonight, but I chose not to. I'm going to save it for Friday. This girl was basically saying when she lost weight, she was saying she was thicker. She had a dump truck. And when she lost weight, she was getting better quality men, even though her ass was smaller.
Come on.
It was a black girl too.
I love to hear shit like that, bro. Like it's, I've heard stories, man, where a black girl, she'll lose weight and get in a healthy weight and feel good, and then go around her big back aunties or whatever, and they talking shit about it. Girl, you look sick. Why you lose all that weight, man? Mm-hmm. That do something to a girl. I'm like, nah, I'm gonna uplift you. You did good. Don't listen to them. They the ones that sick, not you. Shit.
Yeah,
that's the shit that I don't like. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to her for losing the weight and getting a better quality of life, because that's what it's about. Having a better
quality. That's all it's about, man. All it's about. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. It's culture. We accept certain things in society and lack all accountability. I want to do what I want to do bad. Blame everyone else for the consequences. That's how I go. That's true. That's how Uncle T got it reelected. All the other races of women stuck with their men while the sisters stuck together. I'm just saying.
Man.
The thing about it, whoever you voted for, if you can't see that, I'm going to invite you to do some reflecting. If you can't see that, no matter who you voted for, that's super obvious. That's a whole nother conversation for another day, though.
If you can't see that, then you just. You got the truth, bro. The numbers was in everybody's face. We saw what the numbers looked like.
It just
showed the divide right there. You know,
but it's okay. So it's the same thing. So with this topic here, black women are saying that men are pedos for wanting a fit woman. It's the same thing with the election. If you didn't vote this way, you're racist or you hate your people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just come up with this topic and you don't really look at the layers of it. Let me do some research.
Facts.
Right? And we're not on Uncle T train right now.
Look at the muscles of this guy.
We just speaking facts. We speaking from an outside lens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of women in general have hive-minded facts.
Yeah,
there is safety and comfort in conforming. Absolutely. Ice Spice did that, lost it and gained it back. She sure did. Yep. I keep saying, man, if a dude really loves a woman, he's gonna want her to be the best, bro. He wants her in shape and healthy. A dude who wants her big only sees her as an object, plain and simple. A lot of women too ignorant to understand this ninja's only thinking about back shots.
Yep.
That's why he telling you to stay thick.
Those are real pedophiles for real.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
my bad.
Yeah, no, it's the truth though.
That's the truth. Yeah, it's those the real pedos, y'all.
Yeah, the real pedos, real creeps, whatever you know. When women fall in love, they do get a little lazy. They just want to kick up instead of doing anything else. Ask me how I know. Every man know that.
Yeah, they better step their game up, man. Look,
man. A couple that plays together, prays together, and lays together, stays together. Think about that. That's a bar right there. Yes, sir. Most women are group thinkers. You got to check her circle and grocery cart early in the dating stage. Competition part of life. Kevin Samuels be shooting the big backs down on his channel when they talking about a high value man.
Every time.
Great, great content there. You are who you date. It doesn't surprise me. She is getting a higher quality of man now. She was probably dating Dusty, Trickin', Taekwons.
Hey, that's a fact.
No, nah, real shit, fact. Though. These simps agreeing with women trying to get some bucks if she is self-destructing. Really think about that shit, bro.
Yo, that's some simps going to have to realize, bro. Like, y'all, that simp shit is for the birds, bro. Simping ain't going to get your ass no pussy, bro. It's going to put you in the friend zone. Stop that shit. Stop being perverted, man. Everything ain't about cheeks, man.
That's all you think about, bro. God damn. Yeah, shit crazy, man. They have women catering to them and ignoring taking care of their bodies. A dude derailing her off track of improving. Look at Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. Both got Build-A-Bear bodies, and look at the ninjas they got kids with. Damn.
That's damn. That's a bar too.
Damn.
I don't know if y'all knew about SZA, because y'all know SZA had a BBL. She got a BBL too.
She did.
And she actually hated it. She said she shouldn't even got it.
She did.
She wish she wouldn't have got it. It made her feel lazy and all that stuff, man. She didn't even need it. So, ladies, I mean, I'm going to say this. A BBL ain't all what y'all think it'd be.
It really ain't, bro.
It's not.
They talk about this BBL smell now too.
Oh, it do, yeah. It got. I know a couple girls that got a BBL, and they got a smell to it. You got to think about the surgery and the stitches,
the drainage. Blood.
Yeah. You got smell.
Crazy. So, in a nutshell, women who want to get fish should stay away from guys who like thick girls, just like men hitting the gym need to stay away from women who like guys with dad bods. Yep. Stop simping, be a man. A man sets standards and won't compromise on them. That's a fact right there. Well, it's crazy because, like, you set some standards and then they'll try to tell you that that's not what real men do. Like, that shit don't make no fucking sense. No sense, bro.
It doesn't, bro.
GT from the City Girl says she felt stuffed after getting her body done. She can barely move around anymore. Yeah. No. Well, good luck to them in the future, man. Yeah.
She said the same shit, man. It's so wild, man. Like, when you set them standards, the first thing they try to do is they try to derail you or try to emasculate you for setting the standard. I'm like, man, y'all can cut that. That shit don't even work on me.
Yeah.
Like, just if you can't keep up with the standard, just say that. If you don't want to be on top of your shit, just say that.
You need a lower quality dude.
Yeah, exactly. Right. If you a dirty bum, get you a dirty bum. If you don't want to clean your shit up.
Yeah, real shit, bro. And it's like, you know, this is what I do for myself. You know, I look at my situation, right? And if I want to get the better situation, I got to take an audit. Like, look, bro, this got to change. This got to change. This got to change. Look at the shit you complaining about. You got to change it. Yep. It's the same shit for this fitness shit, bro. And I'm telling you, there's no way that these women in the comments we just looked at really love what they see in the mirror every fucking day.
They don't. They hate it.
When you find yourself making all these excuses to stay that size, you don't fucking like it. Just the same as a man, like, I don't need them cars. I don't need that money. Motherfucker,
right.
You know damn well you wish you could make some more money. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
You just don't want to do what's required to fucking get it.
That's a fact. That's a whole fact, man. Anybody got like that money who have it? Look, promote you, salute. I'm right there with you. I'm on the way. I'm not gonna shoot you down. Like, nah, I'll pick you up.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, fellas. Man, y'all gotta stop hating, man. Look, when you see somebody doing that shit, man, big them up. Stop hating, bro. It's pulling us down for real. That's really gonna divide us. If anybody doing it, you're supposed to uplift them and to keep them up. Hell, get with them. Shit. Be around people that's gonna get you better. If you around 9 millionaires, you be the 10th one, bro.
And it'd be the dudes. It'd be the dudes ain't got shit going on.
Yep.
Not a damn thing. Ain't trying to create shit. Ain't trying to help shit. Ain't trying to elevate shit. Yep. Same with these women, man. Shit crazy out here.
Yeah, it do.
I heard about the BBL smell. They need to be more on point with their hygiene. Plus, BBLs look disgusting, especially if it's a teacher with a BBL. It's definitely a hygiene issue. Definitely a hygiene issue.
Yeah.
A lot of motherfuckers don't be clean, men and women.
Yeah.
They do not be clean. Go to a gym. You know it's the stinky motherfucker in there. You know who this stinky motherfucker is.
Nope.
We talking about you. Everybody talking about you. Oh, here comes goddamn fist mail, goddamn. It's on the back of.
They, you be mad as hell. They on the machine you want.
What? He's sitting right beside your ass. God.
Gotta wipe that shit down extra. Shit, man. Get this motherfucker. Hey, give me the whole spray bottle, ass nigga.
Clorox and everything.
I swear women don't like dad bods. They tolerate them as long as that man is a provider.
Nope.
And you listen, it's a reason why. And this is very prevalent in the white community with personal trainers training married women. That married women be offering that bag to them white personal trainers.
Nope.
They be hating their husbands on the low.
Yeah, and they tell them they're married. Yeah, I'm married. And then they'll give you that little walk. They give them little hints. It's like, oh, okay, you ain't happy like that. Okay, you searching.
Yeah. It's that false confidence, man. It's a facade to make them feel better, try to turn a blind eye to what's reality, which is you're not healthy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wipe the machines down before and after. We got to stop hating. We let people grind until they get something and expect them to give back and act like they privileged when they start shining. Not to get off topic, but I think a lot of ninjas hating on Shannon Sharp too.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
That's a whole nother conversation. My man was going crazy the past 2 years, but we're going to keep it fitness. We're going to keep it fitness.
Yeah, I ain't saying nothing.
I remember I went in the gym one time. I smelled someone from the other side of the gym. That's how strong his odor was. People were complaining about him too, and he eventually stopped showing up. Yeah, man, you know. Yeah,
you got to tell him, man, shit, because you get kicked out. You smell that bad, somebody say something, you out of there, bro. And you should be out of there because you should. Yeah. First of all, man, before you even come to the gym, man, put some Dio on. It's about to be hot, so it's going to get worse.
Facts.
If you got to take a wash up or something, take a shower before you go to the gym. I don't care what you got.
Shower before. Got that. God, that's man. Definitely. Yeah, man.
That shit great.
Yeah, man. But shit, man. Another fire episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Not going to lie, for a 50-year-old, Shannon Sharp is in great shape. Yeah, don't get me started on this topic now, man, because, yeah, man.
I ain't going to say that.
That'll go a whole nother topic. But, yeah, man, appreciate y'all watching, man. Appreciate you joining, bro. I did start a little early today.
Yeah, we got done late. I had Jabari on, so we was, you know, chopping it up and all that. So.
Oh, yeah, okay. All good. Yeah, man. So, hey, like I said, appreciate y'all watching. You add any closing thoughts, drop any closing gems too on that topic if you want to, and we're going to get up out of here.
Yeah, I'll say this, man. And y'all, ladies, I'll just say get in a healthy shape. Fellas, look, if a lady going to get in shape, man, be proud of it. If you want an in-shape woman, say that shit. Say it with your chest. And don't worry about what everybody else got to say, because we know it's bullshit when somebody call it out. Yep. Ain't nobody about to accept anybody who's big back and an overweight, and if you are, that just show what type of class you at. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So say what you need to say, get what you need to get it into the gym, and set your standard, set your expectation, and let everything else come to you. You dig? That's it.
All facts, man. Y'all go ahead, follow my social media, man. See Marty Finn on Instagram, see Marty Finn on TikTok, see Marty Finn on X, see Marty Finn on YouTube. Subscribe to the page, share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And you know the motto: if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you shaped like the thumbnail lady, don't watch the podcast. Listen, man, we live again Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. It's really going to be 10 this time. Not going to start early, not going to start late. 10 o'clock Eastern on Friday, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Make sure y'all hit the like button before we get up out of here. And catch y'all on Friday. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Good shit, my boy.